Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to talk again today about the anointing we have received from Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The scripture tells us, the catechism articulates so beautifully that Jesus, the Messiah means anointed, he was the one anointed with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus' anointing, and Jesus became one of us, so literally we would share in his anointing, that we would be anointed. That's where the word Christian came from. The Christian people were people who were, as Theophilus of Antioch said, we are anointed with the oil of God. It's an image of the prophets that were anointed, like King David, prophets anointed kings in the Old Testament. And oil, as we know today, even in the sacraments of the Catholic Church, baptism and others, we understand they're symbols of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. The sacrament itself isn't just symbolic. It has signs, but those signs point to realities that come to be. The signs signify the reality of what happens to us in our baptism, that we are anointed, plunged in the Holy Spirit. And so that changes everything in us. It changes us. It changes our life and our destiny. And we go through this life not simply on our own natural resources. That's one of the reasons I'm talking about it this week, that there's power in the anointing. There's power in the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's forces. You know the other powerful forces that exist in the world. You also know your natural powers and the limits of those natural powers. And one of the reasons it's so important for us to see and believe in this reality is that it births a kind of confidence and hope, anticipation, awareness that we're not alone. And as we get to know the Lord more, we trust him more. We believe in it as we move into ever-deepening relationship with the Lord, speaking with him, listening to his word, walking in his promises, things like that. You know, we internalize them, we believe them, we talk about them. We begin to grow and we get more attracted and drawn to the Lord, and we grow as persons, we grow as disciples, we grow as sons and daughters of God. And part of that growth is our internal life begins to mature. It begins to get healthier. It gets healed over time if we cooperate with how the Holy Spirit is leading us, because the Lord is completely committed to bringing about, presenting us ultimately to the Father as saints. Everyone who comes into the presence of the Father ultimately will be a saint, will be a transformed person by the work of Jesus Christ in their life. He'll make us holy. He sets us apart. He'll make us whole. And the kind of things we talk about on the program that are so present in the scripture, the characteristics of the virtues that are in life and the fruits of the Spirit that are part of life, these things will characterize our lives. And what's beautiful about it is all those gifts that we will share with others will be uniquely expressed in who we are. There's no other person exactly like you. Each one of us is irrepeatable. Each one of us is of infinite value because what? Because God values us, number one. But the creative, awesome, amazing God created human beings who have a capacity with his help to be able to share in his love and his creativity, his communion and love with the Son that existed before all time, to bring us into the furnace of that love and all that that implies, all its freedom, its power, its majesty, its glory, its wonder. That's what he's bringing to us in this gift of the Holy Spirit and the anointing that's on us. So we ended yesterday's program saying we've been given the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit helps us understand he is the gift itself. But in receiving the Spirit, what are the gifts that the Spirit brings to us? What is it that this new life in the Holy Spirit, what we can anticipate from it, how we can cooperate with the Spirit's presence in us? And I think one of the fundamental things, we ended the program yesterday about talking about the power of the Word of God, the truth that God speaks to us, that comes to us in the Scripture. There's nothing like the Bible. No book ever written, even by a saint, there's no book ever written that has what the Bible has for us. This is the God-breathed Word of God, the authority of God, given to us for the sake of our salvation. And the word itself says these words are living and active, Hebrews said. And the word of God is like a sharp sword, like a surgeon's knife that penetrates deep into the very core of our being for the purpose of what? Of healing, of renewing, of empowering, transforming, cleansing. All those things. That's what the Lord's after. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit makes this word come alive and helps direct the knife, you might say, the surgical knife. The Lord is the great physician, and he is fully determined and fully capable and absolutely committed to bringing full healing and wholeness to your life. And one of the places that starts and where it can make a big difference relatively quickly in the lives of most people is to begin to win the battle in the mind. You know, many of us are crippled by, you know, the dark narratives that the devil likes to sow into our minds: discouragement, depression, anger, bitterness, you know, very dark emotions, despair and fear and shame and condemnation and self-pity and discouragement, things like that. Maybe one of the worst of all is just the feeling of utter worthlessness, this kind of negative, despairing feeling that my life is just not worth anything. And it can be an overwhelming burden, torturous and tormenting us emotionally. Lots and lots of people live that way. And in the current milieu of this years now of battling COVID and what that brought us through, the falling apart of our culture and our politics and life and just so many things that are present in the world that are difficult. It's as though the enemy is accelerating. He's accelerating the lies, the deceptions, as more and more people, less and less of the culture lives with its eyes up to the Lord. You know, lift up your eyes to the heavens where your help comes from. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I see in heaven, I see the majesty of God's universe and cosmos. I see his wonder, his beauty, his power, his limitlessness. And just think of how awesome and great he is. And to say he's the one who came for me to be able to live in that. No, we're closing off the heavens. We're afraid of everything now. Everything's a threat to us. That's because the light of God is going dim in so many places in the culture. And darkness sets in on the human mind, and then the human race again begins to battle against its mortal enemy, the demonic Satan, and his wielding of the power of death and darkness. And darkness settles into the human mind. And so the devil has a story and a narrative and an interpretation of who we are and what life on earth is all about that he wants us to internalize. Because of the fallen dimension of who we are, the flesh, that brokenness within us, and the negative habit patterns of sin maybe that have been in our life that are not fully out yet, these kinds of things can discourage us tremendously. And if we're not careful, we can get ourselves trapped into agreeing with the enemy and his narrative about our life. We start repeating the narrative, or we feel like, yeah, as the negative thoughts come forward, you're a failure, you're not any good, you're worthless, you'll never amount to much, God is not pleased with you. Just whatever that narrative is, if we're not careful and if we're not alert to the presence and the help we're given in the Holy Spirit, and we're not fighting in the right kind of way to resist it, it can overcome us. And we start to repeat it. We think about it. We meditate on it. We agree with it. We feel stuck in it. It leads to discouragement, depression, despair, hopelessness, all kinds of stuff. And if we're not careful, we feel it, so we start to speak it. And when we speak it, it marks us. We have to be very careful. You know, what we speak about ourselves and what we speak about others. There's life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so what the Lord wants us to do is to get his storyline into our lives. And so that what the Holy Spirit sees in us and is teaching us, and the vision God has for us that comes from a renewed mind, and the key part of the renewed mind is the Word of God. So one of the things that a friend of mine recently was talking about, some thoughts from Psalm 145. I really liked it, kind of took to heart what he was saying. He said it in Psalm 145, and it begins, "I will extol you, my God and King." You know, the title of this psalm is "The Greatness and the Goodness of God." Oh, if you want your own greatness to grow in the healthiest sense of that word, what it can mean, and goodness and value, behold God, His greatness, His goodness. Listen to what the Holy Spirit wants to show you and say to you about God and what God thinks about you. Pick up the Lord's storyline. So he touched on three things. A friend of mine said this, Psalm 145 exhorts us to be able to do three things. Number one, to meditate. I think it's verse five. I'm going to just read through it and I'll highlight. It says, one generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. So number one, make every effort, friends, daily. Meditate on the word of God. Search out who is God. Observe his creation, right? All the whole cosmos and the universe is, you can start there, just in the natural order of reality. You know, the heavens declare the glory of God. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. The world has got us focused on little screens all day long and obsessing over stuff that's here. And our world, despite what people boldly proclaim to the contrary, is getting smaller and smaller and more obsessive. And it's getting darker and darker and filled with more shadows. We need to just shake it off, lift up our heads and pay attention to the mighty God and what he wants to say to us, first of all, through his own creation. So I'll meditate on who God is and what the word of God says about him, number one. And then number two, verse 10, he says this, he said, "They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power." When we meditate, the Holy Spirit brings things to mind of God's power, of God's goodness, of God's majesty, of God's mercy. And the word of God states it so clearly. And here the psalmist says, the one who is leaning into this will speak of God's glory and will tell of his power. Friends, we need to learn how to speak. First of all, speak the name of Jesus. And speak what Jesus says about us. For example, as the Father loves me, so I love you. What does that say about us? That we're radically loved by the King of Kings, the Exalted One at the right hand of the Father, and he loves me just the way the Father loves him. Say that out loud. It's important for us to be able to do that. Verse 5 goes on, after it says, "I will meditate," it says, "Men shall proclaim the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness." So we're going to meditate. We're going to bless. We're going to thank God. We're going to delight in what we're coming to learn about God and to tell God and bless the Lord. That's what it means to say, "Lord, this is what I love about you. You know, I love you, Lord. Love them. Your mercy is everlasting. Lord, I love your power and your might." Whatever's there that the Holy Spirit's teaching you, say it back to the Lord. Say the words, speak them. Because, and then lastly, as it says here, "I will declare your greatness." There's a proclamation, there's a declaration. Speak it to others. Meditate, bless, and declare. It will follow, the Holy Spirit follows the declaration of truth about what Jesus said. The Holy Spirit inflames the Word of God in a way that'll change our lives. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.